Sugatsia for my friends at Casper. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation, including the new mattresses from Casper. Casper has done it again with all new mattresses. Waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support, Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There's something brand new called Airscape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for years. I swear by it. Most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. Anytime they have new innovations, I am in on that. And as always, free shipping and free returns. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery. And as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. That's code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Quoting home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy all online at progressive.com. Jalen and Jacoby, the after show continues this Sunday following the latest 30 for 30 Lance as it continues with part two. Immediately after the show airs, listen to the wrap-up podcast as Jalen and Jacoby are joined by the film's director, Marina Zenovich, who shares a behind-the-scenes look into the making of the documentary. Subscribe now to Jalen and Jacoby, the after show, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Here's your SportsCenter update. The Players Association expects to counter MLB's economic proposal by the end of the week with a plan that includes more than 100 games and a guarantee of full prorated salaries for the 2020 season. The Premier League season is set to restart on June 17th with Aston Villa versus Sheffield United and Manchester City versus Arsenal. And finally, 2 years after departing the role, Henry Cavill, am I saying that right, is in talks to once again portray Superman. No idea. SportsCenter brought to you by Blue Emu. From one of America's most trusted brands comes a new Maximum Strength Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream is non-greasy, deep penetrating, and it's odor-free. Don't let joint pain strike you out. Reach for Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Mike Ryan, why did you just shake your head sadly after this many years working with us? How is it that we still disappoint you by doing the same things we've always done?
It's just not every day that Stugatz has a speed bump over a two-syllable name. Like Henry Cavill, like Cabell. Am I saying that right? Who cares? It was a Mission Impossible fallout, you should know.
I mean, you're the one who puts it in there because you know I'm going to trip up on it. So
over Cavill?
It's a tough one. It could be Cavill. I mean, you never know.
One of the things that we do around here sometimes, and I want to play a story.
It actually might be pronounced Cable. I'm not even sure. It's British. You never know.
I think you need to stay out of these conversations. Yeah. You really bothered people yesterday with your Justice League take. There is nothing that was taken from this show. You got to be very careful with the
DC fans.
Just all the superhero fans. No. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Do you have to be very careful about the superhero fans?
Let me get this thing out there. There is nothing that you can tell me about Zack Snyder's personal issues that I don't know that happened, tragic as they may be, during the filming of Justice League. Let me also inform you that Zack Snyder had 2.5 DC movies to prove that he could do a good job with it, and now we're giving him 6-hour-long episodes. It's just how much proof do you need to know that Zack Snyder's not good at this anymore? He had 300. Man, it was a wild ride. And then he has put up bad movie after bad movie, and you keep telling me I don't get it. I got it. It's not good.
I love Mike breaking this down like it's a sports topic. Like, how many bad seasons do you need to see from Sam Darnold to realize he's not the guy?
I mean, he's just
also,
not.
Also, it's really not worth it. Don't care what I say. Please. My word doesn't mean anything. You don't have to at me.
No, that's, like, I don't no, care. No, like, that's why you got to be very careful with the superhero
people. Don't give
people.
Me any power. Don't. No. Who am I? No. Who am I, really? This is just one man's opinion? Yeah, I don't get it. You're right. I don't get it. Just leave me be.
I mean, superhero fans, Dan is right. They're worse than Jordan fans. I didn't think anything was worse than that. Superhero fans are so loyal to the brand, to all of it, and they want it to be exactly right. They are worse and more entitled than Michael Jordan fans. It's terrible.
I get being loyal to Marvel, but DC? I mean, come on. There's been one good DC movie. Jesus!
DC going to join us at noon Eastern. Daniel Cormier going to be on with us. Hey. Stugatz, one of the things...
that did warrant. Hey. I'm proud of
minute.
Both of you.
Wait a minute. What did it warrant? An indifferent...
You was basically just what I gave it. I mean,
that, basically, that was a pro-transition.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I wanted to give it a hey now. You said
it,
hey.
What did it deserve? What you're saying it deserved as a transition was an insincere fart from Stugatz's mouth?
Yes. Exactly. Hey. Exactly. It was between that and a hey now.
It was a bored.
You have never been more bored / professional in your entire broadcasting life.
That was absolutely stupid.
It was so unnecessary.
I didn't even need the bridge, but you lazily put it out there for me with a hey.
Good teammate.
Was
I was yawning while I did it.
I don't believe he was a good teammate.
Oh, he's a
there.
Great teammate.
I felt
that's
every ounce of his insincerity.
Let me tell you, that's as good as you two have ever been.
Hey. You sounded sedated. You sounded like a sedated Fonzie.
Listen, there's not much to get excited about, but the way you pieced all that.
Yes, but I think we can all get excited over a professional transition.
DC, Daniel Cormier will be on with us at noon Eastern. I thought your take was stronger yesterday, Mike, when you called it a flaming turd.
I mean, it is, but it's just, you can't win with these DC folks. You just can't. It's like, he didn't finish the movie. It was, Whedon's in. Dude, like, Batman versus Superman happened. Man of Steel happened. I don't know. Sucker Punch happened. It's not even DC. Like, come on. It's a flaming turd. It's a flaming turd. It's a flaming turd. And now we're going to stretch out a flaming turd to make it a longer flaming turd. And it's just, okay, so we're going to make a terrible movie marginally better. And you're asking for reshoots? Where do you get off? Where do you get? I don't understand this. Where's this coming from? How many chances do you need?
Let's update, Stugatz. We've been negligent in not doing it this week. And philosophically, I will say to you that if you have heard some of these, we've only played them once, but if you have heard some of these, you're in the minority if you're the person hearing this for the second time. Usually most people are hearing it for the first because we've got a lot of different content that we're giving you, and not everyone is listening to every morsel of everything that's happening around here. So because our Looks Like tournament is among the most popular things we do, and because we already did our NCAA tournament, we are now in our NIT Looks Like, which is also replete and resplendent with a lot of teams that we thought should be in the big tournament. So let's update the voting that you'll be able to do all weekend to narrow this down. We are down, Stugatz, to the 16 final teams in the NIT. In the Northwest region, the number one seed is represented by...
Gardner Minshew looks like the local tennis pro who is actively dating three wealthy women over the age of 75.
Going to be hard to beat. Adam Silver is a 5 seed. He's always hard to beat. He is facing Gardner Minshew, and he is represented by...
Adam Silver looks like the upside down exclamation point at the beginning of an emphatic Spanish phrase.
So good. So good.
How is that going to lose?
So good. Number 7 seed is Doris Burke. This one's good too in the Northwest region.
Doris Burke looks like the divorce court judge who peers at you over her glasses with disdain as your soon to be ex-wife describes what you do for a living.
Another Adam Silver. So that's a good one, but it's going to be great. Tough to beat the 3-seeded Adam Silver, which is?
Adam Silver looks like an Oscar statue before bronzing.
So good. So good. I'm not sure that shouldn't win the whole damn thing.
I'm not sure that regular tournament.
I'm not sure it couldn't have won the regular tournament. The Southwest region, an 8 seed. So we've had some upsets here, I think. Not there, but we have had some upsets that you're about to see. An 8 seed, Mark Davis, is represented by...
Mark Davis looks like the old woman on an episode of Cops that ends up getting tased because she refuses to put out her cigarette.
So good.
That's good.
So good. Tell me that that's going to beat the 4 seed, Les Miles.
Les Miles looks like someone who says, do me a flavor.
No, Les is not losing, Dan.
Wait a minute. That's, you think Les is better than looks like the old woman in an episode of Cops who ends up getting tased because she refuses to put out her cigarette?
Yes.
Oh, wow. All right. I look forward to the results of that one. The 2 seed is Freddie Kitchens, represented by...
Freddie Kitchens looks like a forklift driver at a Budweiser warehouse.
It's good.
Facing, it is good. Facing Mina Kimes, the 3 seed.
Mina Kimes looks like she exaggerates a loud cough as a smoker walks by her on the street.
The East-West region, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever, has a 1 seed. Terry Bradshaw, represented by...
Terry Bradshaw looks like the middle school janitor that air guitars with his mop.
Facing Mike Vrabel, the 5 seed, represented by...
Mike Vrabel looks like he takes women to his beer league softball game on a first date.
Yeah. This is a good NIT tournament, man. 2 seed, Gardner Minshew, represented by...
Gardner Minshew looks like the camp counselor in charge of the zip line for his 11th consecutive year.
I think Gardner Minshew is going to lose to the 3 seed here, Lakers general manager Rob Pelinka.
Rob Pelinka looks like the guy who cuts in front of your family at the airport gate to ask if there's a separate lounge for Diamond Status members.
Pelinka and Miles, collision course, I'm telling
yes,
you.
Yes, the West-West region, the nonsensical West-West region, has a 1 seed represented by...
Trey Wingo looks like the doctor that comes in with your test results and says, I've got bad news. I missed my tea time.
Facing the 4 seed, Stan Van Gundy, represented by...
Stan Van Gundy looks like the guy at the bar who keeps putting his hands in the free peanuts bowl, and when he realizes he's about to finish, picks up the basket, waves it in the air side to side, so the bartender can give him a refill.
Could we not get Stan to read that? Was Stan not interested in reading his own looks like? There are a lot of Stan Van Gundy looks like. Number 2 seed, this is good, Stugatz. This could win the tournament. The 2 seed is...
Mike Greenberg looks like the guy who holds his nose when jumping in the pool.
Yep. Has a very good shot of winning the entire thing.
Facing the 3 seed, Will Kane, who looks like...
Will Kane looks like the guy who bought his wife a treadmill for Christmas.
But so does that.
Yes, that's very good, too. At Le Batard Show, you could vote for all of those. We will pare it down, and we will give you some updates next week. I do want to tell you next, Stugatz, about what I believe someone should do with Tom Brady's $300,000 Escalade that is for sale. We'll do that next.
GEICO gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday. Social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring 3 advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
If you missed any of our interviews, please check them out on demand in the Dan Le Batard Show podcast, brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. When you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, your next trip is closer than you think. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Dan, it's time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
John Barr going to join us at 11:30 Eastern, about 10 minutes from now or so. He is doing a story that airs, I believe, tomorrow night about Roy Halladay. Perfect game. No hitter in the playoffs. I believe we're approaching the 10-year anniversary of his perfect game. And so we will talk to John Barr about an amazing workhorse pitcher who none of us got to know so well that any of us could have expected, the way that he died in a plane crash, hopped up on way too many drugs. So we will talk to John Barr about that in about 10 minutes.
I heard Charlie Manuel on with Golic and Wingo this morning. They had players in his own clubhouse, his manager, people who were closest to him. He hit it so well, they had no idea, which is when you consider how much time they spend together.
Yeah, but he was a professional stoic. Like, that's what you knew about him, is that he didn't show you anything. Like, even after he threw his perfect game and his no-hitter, like, he wasn't giving you a whole lot of emotion. One of the things that we've enjoyed doing here during the pandemic is Mike Ryan has been mining the former Marlins president, David Sampson, for information, and David Sampson tells some amazing stories. The latest local hour is a look into the Montreal Expos that you will not hear anywhere else, and just know that the mafia is involved. So we will get to that at some point. But David Sampson told a story here on the local hour with Mike about a bus, and we want to replay that story for you here so that I can tell you what Tom Brady needs to do with this Escalade of his that's going for $300,000. Play that story, please, Bristol.
You know the Marlins bus? Have you ever seen the Marlins bus around town? It was John Henry's motor coach. He bought and from scratch a $2 million motor coach that's like a tour bus that had couches and TVs and direct TV. And he would drive it back and forth from his house in Boca to pro player and then to spring training and back. This was his bus. And a condition of the sale is he wanted to keep the bus. He wanted to have the bus for him in Boston. And right before the deal was closing, it's my famous and favorite bus story, is I called John Henry and I said, by the way, we're taking the bus. And he lost his mind. He hung up on me. He started swearing. Because I just wanted to give – I was so annoyed with the way that Lucinda and David Ginsburg were acting that I said, you know what? I don't care. I'll walk away from this deal over this bus. John Henry, at a black tie event, he was at a wedding. He walks out of the wedding. He calls me and he starts swearing at me, right, saying, I'm telling you right now, this is my effing bus. I'm not even talking to you about this bus. The fact that you made me step out of this party about this bus, this is an outrage. I said, John, let me be very clear. Enjoy your wedding. There is no deal without the bus. Click. Next phone call I get is from Major League Baseball. Bob Dupay. You're going to blow up the biggest franchise swap historic. You're a part of history, David, and you're telling me over a $2 million bus, you are going to blow this transaction up? I said, Bob, I'm telling you now, no bus, no deal. David, are you being serious? Are you flexible in this in any way? I said, Bob, I will die on the bus. 2 days later, John Henry gave up the bus, and he really didn't talk to me much after that. And we still have the bus.
What do you mean you still have the bus? The team still has a bus? Or when Jeter closes, you ride that sucker out? Oh, my God, you did.
It's even better than that. We're selling to Jeter. Jeter is not paying attention to anything other than the fact that A-Rod is not getting the team. That's all Jeter cared about. Literally, that was it. So there's an asset in the deal. It's an asset deal, which means you're buying assets. He was buying the assets from us, from Jeffrey. And one of the assets was the bus. So
how old is this bus now?
It's, by the way, this bus can go forever. This bus can go to a million miles. It's got 50,000 or 100,000 miles on it. And this bus, it is gold. I am sitting in PJ Loiello's office with Jeff Conine.
PJ Loiello
is the head of communication, the guy who hates all of you guys because you do nothing but manipulate me.
Yeah.
He can't even listen to these local hours, right? He has like PTSD from a sweat standpoint. Yeah. So he's worried. So we're sitting in his office, me, Jeff, Conine, and Loiello. I said, Conine, this team is being sold, but I have a crazy idea. Let's call Jeffrey and let's buy the bus. The two of us. So we call Jeffrey and say, hey, Jeffrey, we want to buy the bus from you. And Jeffrey said, well, I don't care. Does Jeter think he's getting the bus? I said, who cares? We're just going to take it out of the deal. Jeter won't care. He won't know the difference. Jeffrey Loria sold the bus to me and Conine for 10 grand. 10 grand.
Amazing.
So Conine and I started a company to buy the bus. It's called WGTFB LLC. We got the effing bus, LLC.
So, Stugatz, this is what I'm telling you. If we're able to gather in public with people anytime soon in the near future, that bus will be a part of our next Moss Miami event. Like, we're going to get that bus to be in the middle of something that we're doing. But I believe that because Tom Brady is selling his $300,000 tricked-out amazing Escalade, he's selling it for $300,000. Meek Mill says you can have his for $200,000. And his is bulletproof, but if you want Tom Brady's, it's going to cost you $300,000. And given that the head of Barstool just paid $250,000 to watch a Monday Night Football game with Roger Goodell, Barstool needs to buy that Escalade. Like, why would you not buy the Tom Brady Escalade if you could throw if you have the money to throw $250,000 at Roger Goodell watching a game with him for a night? Why would you not buy the Tom Brady Escalade for $300,000 if you're Barstool?
Makes perfect sense to me. I mean, you know, $550,000 on unnecessary things sounds like a good business model. I mean, I'm with you on this.
They're making decent money. The gambling money is coming, Stugatz. The gambling money is coming for everybody. John Barr joins us next.
That is Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN, an all-new E60 Imperfect on the baseball career and troubled life beyond the game of the Hall of Fame right-hander Roy Halladay. Halladay died piloting his own plane at the age of 40 in 2017. In the 10 seasons from 2002 to 2011, Halladay was the most dominant starting pitcher in baseball, but after he was injured 2 months into the 2012 season, everything started to change. E60, Imperfect, premieres Friday at 7 Eastern on ESPN, and John Barr going to join us to discuss it here in just a second. Here's your SportsCenter update. The Players Association expects a counter MLB's economic proposal.
Oh no! Oh no! You're in.
You're just gonna power through.
You're gonna
what do you mean?
Through?
What happened there?
Oh, we just bought you the time. You cleared it. Okay, cool.
Yeah, you did. But it's been so good for, like, I don't know, two consecutive weeks. I mean, I guess I was due.
No, you were essentially like fouling off like seven straight pitches with that one gurgling phlegm.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, thank you for noticing and then speaking so I could clear it out. I appreciate you guys. Good teammates. Good job out of you guys. Hey. The Players Association expects to counter MLB's economic proposal by the end of this week with a plan that includes more than 100 games and a guarantee of full prorated salaries for the 2020 season. The Premier League season is set to start on June 17th with Aston Villa versus Sheffield United and Manchester City versus Arsenal. And finally, after months of ironing out budget concerns over Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon adaptation, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro, Paramount Pictures has enlisted Apple to finance a bulk of the movie and be the movie's creative studio. Man, things are changing, Dan, quickly. America's number one shaving cream. That's Barbasol Shaving Cream. Choose Barbasol Thick and Rich Shaving Cream, the American original for over 100 years. Close shave America, close shave Barbasol. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
So John Barr and ESPN has been working on this story for 8 months. I think all of us were a little taken aback when the autopsy came out 3 years later, it felt like, on Roy Halladay's death, and we learned that there were all sorts of substances in his system. So we will talk to John Barr about that. Tomorrow is the 10-year anniversary of his perfect game against the Marlins. This dude was as good a pitcher as you will find at any time throughout history in terms of dominance. So John Barr joins us now. Thank you for joining us, John. What is it that attracted you to pouring 8 months into this story?
Well, you know, I grew up in Canada and went to high school and university in Toronto, and then I relocated down to the United States to work, and I now happen to be in the Philly area. So I kind of have that. My time in Toronto was not during Halladay's run with the Blue Jays, but, you know, obviously I follow those sports teams closely. And when he was traded here to Philadelphia, just as a fan, I remember how excited this city was and my son was and how excited I was to watch him. And, you know, the team was coming off back-to-back World Series appearances, and we thought, my God, with Roy Halladay and that amazing rotation that they had, we just would be unbeatable. And they had a couple remarkable regular seasons, but sadly never got to the World Series with Roy Halladay in a Phillies uniform. And now we know more information about just what was going on behind the scenes when his body was breaking down in 2012 and 2013, his last few years with the Phillies. But yeah, I had more than just a professional interest. I'm a fan, and I had a rooting interest during his time with the Phillies, and he was an easy guy to root for.
What kind of uncomfortable things did you learn in your reporting?
Well, you know, we first got into this story in the summer of last year. Mike Farrell, you know, super talented producer with E60, Brian Rivera, another producer, eventually got on board as well. Mike initially approached me with the idea of doing a story. Mike's a fellow Canadian, and he just knew about my time in Toronto and how I was in Philly. He thought we'd be a good fit to work on the story. So, you know, around that time, there was a really extensive article that came out about Roy. It was released the week prior to his induction into the Hall of Fame, but the one glaring omission in that article is they never interviewed Brandy Halladay. And we just thought, you know, this is a woman who obviously had a front row seat to a lot of Roy's struggles off the field, and there must be a lot more there. And so Mike and I went and spent a considerable amount of time with Brandy. We had an initial meeting with her that lasted more than 5 hours, and she just described a side of Roy Halladay that we never knew. She talked about his battles with anxiety. She talked about how he drank heavily in his career to try to deal with the stress of a disastrous 2000 season that almost found him out of professional baseball. She talked about his use of painkillers and eventually his abuse of painkillers, not so he could get high, but so he could compete when his body was breaking down toward the end of his career. She talked about his battles with depression, attention deficit disorder, and there were just so many layers to his story, and there was a side of this guy that we in the press and the public at large just did not know about, and it sort of underscores the point that there's just this tremendous gap between the athletes we see and the real people that they actually are.
John Barr with us here on ESPN Radio. E60's Imperfect, the Roy Halladay story, debuts tomorrow night, 7 Eastern, on ESPN. John, how was he able to keep it a secret from so many people for so long?
Well, he was an intensely private individual, and the thing that became apparent to us in our own reporting is, you know, even people who know Roy Halladay well did not know everything that he was dealing with. And, you know, a great example of that is Chris Carpenter. Carpenter was his teammate when Roy came up with the Blue Jays, and of course he went on to have a brilliant career of his own, mostly with St. Louis. And there's that, you know, famous duel that they both had in 2011, where Carpenter pitched a 1-0 shutout. I mean, Halladay threw 126 pitches that night, but, you know, his friend got the better of him on that night. You know, in speaking with Carpenter, you know, he didn't have any idea the extent of Roy's personal struggles during retirement. And their careers kind of mirrored one another. Both of their bodies started breaking down around the same time. They both retired around the same time. And then they just sort of drifted apart. And I think both of their stories are instructive in terms of the struggles professional athletes, many of them, go through in retirement. You know, you take Roy's personal struggles and set them aside for a moment. It's just hard for these guys who only know one thing to adjust to a life after that. And in Brandy Halliday's words, Roy was lost. You know, he just did not know how to self-identify as anything other than a baseball player. And I think that fed into his depression. And then you just compound that by all of the other issues he had with respect to chronic pain. And, he went through some really dark periods in retirement.
You answered this, and you spent 8 months trying to get the answer to this, and it will air tomorrow night at 7 p.m. on ESPN, the Roy Halladay story. But John Barr, broad question, what happened?
Well, in terms of his death, do you mean, and the day he passed?
All of it, all of it.
In the bigger picture.
The roots, all of it.
Wow. Well, there's a lot there. He grew up in Colorado in a suburb of Denver, and as a very young boy was really pushed by his father. His father bought a basement nearly 70 feet long so he could install a full-length pitching mound down there. And it was in that basement, according to family members, that that legendary work ethic was forged in 3 to 4 hour-a-day workouts. There's division within the family as to whether he was pushed too hard too young. That's not necessarily something we explore in depth in the television presentation. It's something we touch on more in a text piece that I wrote for ESPN. But a lot of people point to that as sort of the roots of Roy's anxiety and not wanting to disappoint others. But at his core, this is a guy who was not ever comfortable in the spotlight. And he had the ultimate spotlight profession, the mound, when all eyes are on you. And, you know, then you get into his unbelievable fire and competitive drive. And in 2012, when his body started to fail him, he essentially was pitching with a broken back those years. He had pars fractures in his back, which are stress fractures. And because of his back issues, that led to shoulder issues. But because of the way he was wired, he was hell-bent on competing, and he did whatever he could to get out on the mound, and that's when he started using prescription pain pills. And like so many people who start down that path, you know, those drugs got the better of him. And he tried valiantly to fight it. He went to two stints of inpatient drug treatment, once when he was an active member of the Phillies, once in 2015. He came out of that 2015 stint in rehab and sought treatment from a psychiatrist for depression and anxiety. And he really was, this is sort of the tragedy of it all, he really was getting to a better place in early to mid-2017. According to Brandy, he was figuring out how to be normal. And that all serves as the backdrop for his final fatal flight in November of that year. And you know, as you alluded to off the top, the investigators discovered a combination of substances in Roy's body at autopsy, an antidepressant, pain medication, a sleep aid, a muscle relaxer, amphetamines, which probably came from the attention deficit disorder drug he was taking. So the tragedy is this is a guy who, according to those who loved him, was really starting to figure out how to adjust to retirement, and that's when his life took the tragic turn that it did on November 7th. And sadly, he left us at age 40. But by any measure, it's a remarkable life, and I think, you know, more than anything, Brandy Halliday wanted to communicate the point that it's okay to ask for help. And if there's no other message that people take away from this, I hope it's that. That even Hall of Famers can ask for help. And, you know, he did. I mean, I think that's an important thing to remember. He did fight to try to deal with these issues and better himself. And that's to his credit. And it's just tragic that his life took the turn that it did in November of 2017.
John, thank you for the work. Thank you for the time. Look forward to watching it. Thank you for being on with us.
Thanks so much, fellas. Appreciate it.
Advance Auto Parts, in the next segment, you will find out why I laughed a little bit in the middle of, of that when I shouldn't have.
GEICO gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday, Social Security, is that a thing? Hey, Mom, what is my Social Security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Dan, it is time for the movie of the day. It is brought to you by Redbox in honor of Lance Armstrong. My top three movies about cheaters. Number three, any Sports Illustrated season recap of any of the Patriots Super Bowl winning seasons. Any one of them. Number two, I love this movie. How Rosie Ruiz almost stole the Boston Marathon by taking a subway.
That's right.
Yeah.
A classic. And
it is a classic. And my favorite movie of all time about cheaters, Field of Dreams.
What?
How Shoeless Joe and the Black Sox cheated their way to a World Series victory, allegedly, and were banned for baseball, but allowed back in through a cornfield. I mean, what an amazing movie. That is my best movie of all time about cheaters, and it's the movie I'll be watching tonight. The Greatest Mystery of All Time is now streaming on Redbox. Don't miss the theatrical home release of Scoob. Discover Scooby-Doo's epic destiny and stream this premium rental with Redbox On Demand today.
Guillermo, put it on the poll. Is Field of Dreams a movie about cheaters? DC, Daniel Cormier going to join us here in about 10 minutes. A lot of interesting MMA stuff to talk about with Daniel Cormier. If you're not familiar with how excellent this guy's analysis is, the last time, a couple of fights ago in the octagon, the fighters could hear Daniel Cormier doing commentary next to the octagon and were taking his advice in real time, just listening to his commentary rather than their coaches. So we're going to talk to him in about 10 minutes. But you may have heard me breathe awkwardly at an inappropriate time during that John Barr conversation. I was laughing, okay, at a time that he was talking about depression and death. It was a bad time for me to laugh. But Stugatz was texting me with how long John Barr's answer was. And it was the question's complicated, right? Because he's doing the reporting for 8 months and I'm asking him what happened, answer all of it. And so that requires a bit of, it requires him to weave something of a tapestry. And so Stugatz is texting me and he's badgering me. He's like, he's like, don't get mad at John Barr. You did this, Lebatard. Don't get mad at John Barr because his answer is too long. And then the next text, and the one that made me laugh, was the moment of introspection that Stugatz had by text when he says, why am I so protective of John Barr?
Odd. 3.5 minutes into his answer, I thought you'd get frustrated.
It was like being inside your head with all that tumbleweed. Daniel Cormier joins us next.